Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. My radio family, I greet you in that wonderful name which is above every name. And it's so good to be back with you again as we begin another week's worth of broadcasting on this station. If you're new to the broadcast, we welcome you and we pray the Lord blesses you. And we just want to commit this time to the Lord. And as I generally like to do as we begin the week, I like to pray for the things that concern you, the burdens on your heart, for God's intervention in your life and in the circumstances you're facing. So let's agree together for just a few moments. Father, I thank you for the power of agreeing prayer. Father, I thank you that prayer is the most powerful force in the universe. It engages your attention. It engages your will. It engages your plan for the people of God. It engages your heart for the lost. Father, we thank you now that we can come, as your scriptures declare, boldly before the throne of grace. And I lift the needs, the burdens, the things that are facing your people, Lord, everyone who is in agreement as we're praying right now, because of the power of agreement, Father, I thank you that you will move and minister to every need in the mighty, wonderful name of Jesus. And Father, you will receive all the praise and honor and glory for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's good to be with you again. And as we go into the Word of the Lord, I'm going to minister on a subject that I believe is very dear to the heart of God, and that is the growth and spiritual progress and maturity of His children. And for those of you who have listened to the broadcast any length of time, you know I have a scripture I quote frequently found in Ephesians, the 4th chapter. And this really is the scriptural reason, the basis of why we have leadership in the body of Christ. And there are some that say, well, you know, we don't have apostles or prophets today, but the Holy Spirit saw that it was worthy and valid, as Paul was writing this, to have him write these very words. And as far as what he is saying, let's just refresh our memories and hear again what the Apostle Paul was writing to the Ephesian church. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Some say after the early church went into history that this is no longer true. Yes, we still can use teachers and pastors and evangelists today. But what he goes on to say, which seems self-explanatory in verse 12, this is why the Lord, who gave these what is called the Ascension Gifts Ministry because he was going to the Father, this was why he gave leadership to the body of Christ, until, Paul says, we all come, until all of God's people come into the unity of the faith. That's the first thing. In other words, we, those who are true Christians, the true church, will agree on the truths, the foundational doctrines that are very clearly outlined in Scripture. Secondly, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This implies that marvelous, glorious work that the Holy Spirit is doing in your life and in my life. He's making us like Jesus. We're being prepared, not only if the Lord should tarry and some of us go by way of death to be in the very presence of the Lord, we will be like Him. The sin nature will be utterly gone when we are with the Lord. But the final redemption that is to occur is when Jesus returns. Those who are already, quote, asleep, those who are, and that if that should apply to us, we will receive an immortal glorified body, the same kind of body that Jesus possesses at this moment, the kind of body that he was raised with when he rose from the dead on that third day, when he appeared to his disciples. He said, here, come, touch my wounds, here. And when Thomas didn't believe, and a week later Jesus came back, he said, Thomas, put your hand in the wound of my side and be not faithless, but believing. And so, and then he said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So this is God's plan and God's purpose, that we, and through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, that agency, that those were the commands that Jesus gave to his disciples. Don't go anywhere. Stay in Jerusalem. Tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Now, they were already saved. When Jesus first appeared to them, it said he breathed on them and he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And when anyone gives their heart to the Lord, when Jesus becomes their Savior and hopefully their Lord, which means that he is then master, ruler over our life, then we can believe him for that fullness, that experience that the apostles received, and not only the apostles, but the 120 who were gathered with them in that upper room. So we are to come into the measure of the stature of a perfect man under the measure of the fullness of Christ. That means we will be able to do the works that Jesus has called us to do, and even greater works. Those are the words of Jesus. And we will do that in the same way he did, through the power of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit are given severally as the Lord desires to accomplish the very same works that Jesus did. And let me just share verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Some may do that in craftiness. They know exactly what they're doing, or they're doing it in ignorance, but speaking the truth in love. This is what we are to do, to grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now, that's the King James Version, but basically we're all lively stones. We all have a place. You have a special place in Christ's body that no one else can fill. You have a ministry and a calling that no one else can accomplish. It may not be a public ministry as a pastor speaking in a pulpit or an evangelist on the missions trail. Nonetheless, you have a calling, and what it matters is your faithfulness and your obedience to fulfill that call. And that's why we've been on this broadcast for so many decades on this station in the radio ministry since 1965 with my late husband, as he began then, is to equip the saints to preach the whole counsel of God, not to build an entire doctrine out of a passage of scripture, but the whole counsel of God. We're to have the mind of Christ. And so this is why God has given leadership. And it also not only describes why God gave leadership to the body of Christ, but also what is the purpose. The purpose, saints, and this is God's heart, that we will be no more children. In other words, there is one task, one job description that the Holy Spirit has been called upon to do, and that is not only to anoint his people, but also that we may come into the unity of the faith and have the aspects, the character, the maturity, the fruit of the Spirit, which is the personality of Jesus, love, joy, peace, praise God, long-suffering, patience, gentleness, kindness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. This is the representation of how Jesus would respond, how he was. He was not a milquetoast. He was strong and had, it says in one, they made a reference, it says when he was driving out the money changers out of the temple and overturning their tables, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. So we serve a mighty God. He came as a suffering servant, but beloved, praise God, he's coming back as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's coming back as King of kings and Lord of lords. And so, beloved, I just want you to know how much God loves you, and he's working in your life. Some of you are going through some great difficulties personally right now. And beloved, we've been blessed in this nation, you know, and yes, there is persecution of Christians. Some are paying a price for having been a Christian in terms of job discrimination and things like that, or suffering from business opportunities. But compared to things that are occurring in other nations of the world, we're not being beheaded. We're not being imprisoned. We're not suffering the things that's terrible things the persecuted church has gone through. But I believe God has allowed great and sore testings in our individual lives in this nation so we can be prepared. We will know how to respond. No matter what comes our way, we will be able to say, I trust God. Praise God. Well, my time has flown on this broadcast, and I thank you for joining me, and we're going to continue on as I've just sort of laid a foundation of how do we go about, what is the realm of anointing and power and authority that he has given to you and me. And so we're going to be going into some simple scriptures. We're going to look how God has used and how he's dealt with other great heroes of the Bible, and knowing that he's no respecter of persons, what he's done for and through them, he wants to do in this hour. Praise God, we're living in a glorious time, even as dark and evil as it appears, the day of the Lord is soon approaching, and we can rejoice in that. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. I invite you to tune in tomorrow and also to share your prayer requests. This is a ministry of prayer and intercession and correspondence. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information, and I want you to know, radio audience, I pray for you every day. UCM partners, I thank God for your faithfulness. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,